This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Canada is once again allowing Americans back into the country, provided they've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. A ban on non-essential travel across the U.S.-Canadian border was eased at midnight, but the U.S. has yet to lift its limits on Canadian travelers. Today, a New York State Assembly committee meets to talk about how to wrap up an investigation into whether there are grounds to impeach the governor. Governor Andrew Cuomo has denied touching any women inappropriately after an investigation found he sexually harassed 11 women. Late last night, his top aide resigned, saying the past 2 years have been emotionally and mentally trying. Our Mike Kempen has more on all of this.
About two-thirds of state assembly members have already said they favor an impeachment trial if Cuomo refuses to resign. Nearly all 63 members of the state Senate have called for him to step down or be removed. But Cuomo's lawyers have attacked the credibility and motives of his accusers and have promised what will likely be a drawn-out fight to stay in office.
AP correspondent Mike Kempen reporting. The U.S. came out on top at the Tokyo Olympics. Here's John Leatherby.
In all, the U.S. finished first in both total gold medals and overall medal count. 39 first-place showings and 113 total medallions. IOC President Thomas Bach called on the world to meet again in Paris in 2024 as the Olympic flame was extinguished. I'm John Leatherby.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls the just-released UN report on climate change a code red for humanity. He says greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel burning and deforestation are choking our planet and putting billions of people at immediate risk. The words of the UN Secretary General. This is AP News. After several delays, the first phase of the sex trafficking trial of R&B star R. Kelly is set to begin with jury selection in New York City. Here's our Margie Zarletta.
Jury selection will begin today in New York in the sex trafficking trial of singer R. Kelly. Prosecutors say R. Kelly not only sexually abused several women and girls, but he led an enterprise of employees who helped him recruit those women and girls. Kelly's lawyers say those women wanted to be with Kelly and deny he knew any were underage. Several of Kelly's accusers are expected to testify. Prosecutors say the jury also will hear evidence that Kelly allegedly schemed to get a fake ID for late singer Aaliyah so they could marry when she was 15 in 1994. Kelly also faces sex-related charges in Illinois and Minnesota.
AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reporting. Gas is $3.19 a gallon this morning as we start our work week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.